And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
And welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. We had another amazing guest. Mark, give us your full name and your website.
That's Mark H. Gaffney. My website is associated with one of my earlier books, Gnostic Secrets of the Nessines.
Okay, just a second now. That's a long title. That's a long title. You better send it to me. So it's Mark Gaffney, and they search, that's G-A-F-F-N-E-Y. And what's the website again so we can search for it?
GnosticSecrets.com.
K-N-O-S.
G-N-O-S-T-I-C. GnosticSecrets.
G-N-O-S. G-N-O-S-T-I-C. Secrets.com, right? GnosticSecrets.com. Now, we've got some images that we're going to post up today on the show. And we've had many other shows. We did a bunch last year, and you've done some more research. I want you to go over what you've discovered, because, Mark, you did some amazing research in the past. You've done work on the 9/11 mystery plane. You've done work on Black 9/11. You've done some work on the issues. And, by the way, these things are going to come open up. I wouldn't be surprised if you're called as a witness before the grand jury that's now got 43 attorneys, including Dan over at... our attorney over there, Barbara Honegger, Dan Sheehan, because they have an impaled grand jury in New York City now, actually opening up the can of worms of 9/11. 9/11 was an inside job. Now, yesterday I found out that Elavon, which we had been with 15 years, and we wanted to get a better rate, so we went to Chase Bank for a while, for about a year, and Chase started to do some things we didn't like. They were actually seizing 20% of our funds because we had one out of many years, we had one chargeback, and they seized 20% of our money from December 1st on. We said, that's it, we're done with you. Now, they come back now and say they're going to renegotiate, but we actually tried to go through Elavon. We have a credit rating over 800, the highest you can get, and they said everything else is fine, but guess what they said? We cannot have you on our system and actually process your credit cards because you say, Dr. Deagle, that 9/11 was an inside job on your show. That's the only reason, if so be, son of a bitch, that these bastards have said we can't have Elavon do our credit card processing. So let me tell you, people, if you don't see the horns of the devil out after people like me and other people who are truth tellers, some of them being whacked and died in very strange ways, us or our spouse, if you don't see this happening, you're a friggin' moron and you're actually part of the problem because you're pretending it doesn't exist, or you want to spit in the messengers to people like me and my co-host, people like Mark Gaffney. So, Mark, what do you want to talk about today? Give us the story.
Well, I just want to comment, since you opened up talking about 9/11. I think the window on 9/11 truth has been closing in the last year, unfortunately, and now the official story, the official narrative, is getting repeated as if it were truth.
No, it's that. That's the opposite of the truth.
I've had Barbara challenging it. I'm glad you're doing it.
Well, Barbara Honegger was on my show just about 2 weeks ago. And the next day, when I had got a contact from YouTube, which I have a huge YouTube audience, I was told that because of what I presented with Barbara Honegger, they threatened me. They weren't going to post up what I went through my Vimeo to YouTube channel and threatened to pull me off YouTube altogether because they didn't want to hear this damn stuff. Now, you YouTube,
right.
I will sue you out of existence, damn it, YouTube. I will sue you out of existence if you think you're going to get away with this crap. I had to threaten Twitter to knock me off for 3 weeks because he said I violated some kind of rule. So I said, well, I'm going to do media and legal action within hours. I was back up on Twitter. So if you think it's going to be passive to kind of roll over Dr. Deagle and get out, or there's going to be some special forces come to my door and figure they're going to take me or my family away, you're going to die so fast you won't know we ever had a freaking pulse. Okay? And Americans need to start waking up. When the governor of Virginia, smirking maniac that's sitting there talking about killing babies after they're born, wants to put red flag laws that are going to take people's Second Amendment rights away. And we have people like Blomberg criticizing this gun-wielding member of a church that saved a population from another 20 or 30 people dying when the maniac was killed two already. And Blomberg's blathering his stupid billionaire mouth saying this is a bad idea for people to have guns, only the police should have guns. Guess what, Blomberg? You can go to hell. Literally, you can go to hell. I'm sick and tired of these demon rats and also the sneaky rhino Republicans, because even Donald J. Trump is doing stuff that I don't agree with. know, he's doing some good things, a lot of good things. But he needs to smarten up. He needs the information like you have. He even raised 2 days after 9/11. The 9/11 must have been a demolition, but he's not saying that now, is he, after 18 years? He's a builder. The man is a building genius. He knows how to build a building. He knows this was demolished, okay? And we also know that the people behind the demolition are the same people that do the drug trade, the organ trade, and the human trade. There's not millions of drug cartels. There's only one business run by the drug cartels, and that's our Special Activity Division of the CIA. And the money goes into blackout projects like deep underground military bases with Bechtel corporations, off-world space projects, and weird genetic engineering, including super soldier program. If you don't believe me, I have all the intel, all the proof, all the contacts. It's not open to your damned opinion out there. You think, well, I have a right to opinion, Deagle. No, you don't. You can come up with facts. If you're an intel agent and you're actually had your life in danger, then you can talk. Otherwise, shut up and listen. How's that? What do you think?
Yeah. Well, we need more people doing this, talking.
You know what? Most people don't. Well, I even had Mel Fabregas last night. I was getting a little offended. He said, well, you know, you're acting really arrogant. I said, no, I'm called talented. I'm a saved Christian, saved by the blood of the Most High God. And I was an evil bugger. I did abortions, and I repented of it. Let me tell you, God's dealt with me, and I am now his major weapon against evil. And you think you're going to take me on? At the end of grace is judgment, and I am, if you want to call one of the final witnesses to say, you, oh America, you know, I should get my book, Clay and Iron, and read part of the small scroll prophecy to America. What's in one of the breaks, I'll get it. But people need to understand where we're going. This is not good. This year may be the last year there's a nation called America. It'll be the last year you have a Christmas. Maybe the last year you have a body, or you witness the idea of cannibalism of your pets and your children. Okay? You better wake up, people, that the power elite, and that includes Donald J. Trump, are not working for you. They're working for themselves. And they're doing a lot of good works, and they also do all the evil. The same people do the good works and the evil works, and they may think they're justified. They're justified in doing 9/11. They're justified in hiding trillions of dollars. They're justified in building deep underground military bases or planning with DEAGEL.com, a play on my name, to reduce the world population by 90% with the, you know, the Georgia Guidestones, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Pope meeting in 2016 with 72 world leaders and Barack Obama. These maniacs actually are talking about this openly. They're not hiding it. And you want to argue with them and say, well, you're making it up, Deagle. Why? Why do you delusional idiots out there think we're making this up and we're telling you straight up the truth? And they have to, because it's part of their religion to hoodwink you, to tell you straight up. And if you don't believe the messengers of truth, you're a willing victim, idiots. Okay? And don't worship Donald J. Trump. If Donald Trump doesn't listen to me, he's not going to get another freaking cent from me, and he's going to get all the bashing he needs to get bashed. I'll file lawsuits against the bugger so he has to listen to me. But if I get to get a chance to witness this guy and get him changed to become a real Christian, he'll be the best leader ever. He will make it totally pro-life. It'll be against the law to do abortion or eldercide. We'll have a healthcare system where it's affordable for everybody. Nobody gets terminated because they get termination from their insurance carrier. 17 insurance companies are now telling in different states, instead of getting extra care to give you another 6 months of life, no, we'll just give you lethal injection. Do you know that's about law? Now, yes, Trump's done good things. He's allowed veterans to get extra care. He's trying to reduce the price of drugs. That's great. But it's all window dressing. If you don't fix health care and the cost of debt that's killing students now so they can't buy a home or have a car or get married, and the population's collapsing, the fertility rate's the lowest in 30 years, guess what, people? These demon rat Democrats, they shouldn't even not even think about them. They're horrifying. Trump's at least halfway good. But we need to completely reform the maniac or he's going to not prepare us for what's coming. And Russia's backed into a corner. Iran is basically desperate now. We killed Qasem Soleimani in the green zone on a diplomatic passport, and we thought it was okay because he whacked him just like a mob leader. I mean, oh my gosh, do you want to have a mob leader cartel running your government? That's the way Trump is now working with his confederates around him. Damn it, that's not good, is it?
Absolutely not.
Right. And we're not prepared for anything. We have no EMP protection. We have no cyber protection against our internet. We have no protection against our air traffic controllers, our water treatment plants, our sewage treatment plants, or anything, our international commerce. We are sitting ducks. It's like my buddies in the tank division years ago said, we're driving our tank with our bare ass hanging out the window. It's ridiculous, isn't it? So let's get into your stuff that you want to prevent. You have some articles you want to send me, some graphics. Go ahead.
I sent you some graphics, but this is not pertaining to 9/11. This is or the current political situation in our country or world. This has to do with the earth changes that took place at the end of the Ice Age. I've been researching the...
Yes, okay, let's get into that, because, you know, by the way, this is very timely, because we're at a solar minimum. And are you aware of the Betelgeuse, B-E-A-T-E-L-G-E-S-E, which is the largest red dwarf superstar in the belt of Orion, is now shrunk in size and is ready to go supernova? And did you know that gravity waves, or torsion fields, time-space distortion waves, which come when the solar minimum happens and a coronal mass ejection occurs, the first thing to hit us before the plasma or the ultraviolet light hits us is a gravity wave. And a gravity wave, when it strikes ringwoodite, which is a mantle rock that makes up 1,600 miles of mantle, releases nascent oxygen and hydrogen, and water, which is formed, which is non-deuterium, not tritiated water, lowers the melting point of rock, and all the volcanoes and earthquakes, including a lithospheric disjunction, the separation of the crust from the mantle, occurs every so many 100,000 years. And guess what? We're primed for it, like the Carrington event of 1869. If the Carrington event happened today, our society would completely collapse, wouldn't it? One-third of that power happened in northern Quebec, where the pulse hit northern Quebec and knocked out the James Bay Hydro Project. We don't have UHF surge protectors. We don't have our protection of our power grid transformers. We are complete friggin' blithering idiots. And I worked with the federal government on this years ago, back in the 90s, with Reserve Admiral Hughes, and I've had Dr. Peter Pry and Glenn Rhodes from Colorado on the program multiple times in the last couple months. And we are absolutely unprepared for anything. We are blithering. It's ridiculous. And I'm trying to get through to this moron Trump, because, to be honest with you, he's really good at some things, he's really terrible at others. He's a great game show host president and a WWE president, and he's part of the liocracy lying to us when he's going to do a pro-life march, when they still give the money to the Planned on Parenthood and the abortionists. Okay? So wake up, people. Things are not as you think they are they? So let's go back to these ancient documents, because you have these graphics. Let's go and talk about that, because I had to go off on that tangent because I want people to know what's going on with the distraction of the impeachment garbage and the USMCA and the China Treaty and all this crap. These documents show...
Well, I've been exploring the evidence in support of Charles Hapgood's theory of crustal displacement. And even though I don't have a mechanism for what causes this,
I do.
Looking at the
evidence, I'm going to have Stop for a second. I have a scientist I'm bringing on the show in the next month from Northwestern University. He's done research on ringwoodite. He's proved my theory about the release of nascent oxygen and hydrogen from compressed rock causing all the earthquakes and volcanoes, releasing water that lowers the magma melting point and generates magma and earthquakes. Every tectonic force line has a resonant frequency, and when you hit that resonant frequency, which you can do now that we've added to the upper atmosphere, nanoparticle, thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum, and we went after the HEART project in Alaska, and we have torsion field frequency resonant generators in space and low Earth orbit satellites that can trigger off Earth changes, volcanoes, earthquakes, and move storms or cause fires like the ones in Australia. These are not natural. They're caused by the globalists who want those fires. 1 billion organisms have died. 3 firefighters just died in the Hercules C-130 in near what's the B city down there? Brisbane. People need to understand, this is really happening, people. 2020 is the start of the apocalypse, the unveiling of not only the truth, but the horror of what's coming. And if you think you have another opinion, keep it to yourself if it's an attitude. If you have evidence, please call in or contact me. If you're an intel agent, have the bravery and the guts and the intellectual cojones, male or female, to tell me the truth. But don't think you know better than Deagle. It's extremely unlikely. How's that? Go ahead. Let's get into it. We're going to come back in a minute. We're coming back in a minute for the next, and I'm going to let you talk a lot more in the next segment. You got to explain why this crustal slip is such a big deal, because this is the event that's going to terminate the New World Order. It's a crustal slip called a lithospheric disjunction. And I will explain in exquisite detail exactly how it'll happen and what'll trigger it. Okay?
Do you have have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get Emergency Foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on-phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bell provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
I'm a scientist, but I'm also have... Okay, we're coming back. I'm going to post up links. I'm going to post up links to this book with a scientist from Northwestern University who did his research, and my research and theories that explain how coronal mass ejections from the sun or the supernova is about to happen, because we're seeing the collapse of these red star dwarf in the belt of Orion called Betelgeuse. And Betelgeuse basically is the belt of Orion, which is near the star called Alpha Draconis. The amphibious reptilians from Alpha Draconis were the overlords for the current world called Earth for half a million or maybe several million years. And in their ancient galactic war, the planet Tiamat was destroyed and was turned into the belt between Mars and Jupiter. Did you know that? Do you know that Mars was destroyed, and the ancient king of Mars, his name is Apollo? So the Vatican and all high-level masons, including the Washington Monument, is actually the erect phallic symbol of King Apollo, who was the king of Mars, and the name for our current president, who's a high-level skyscraper mason, is Apollyon Rising. That's why he announced in Christmas 2019 the Space Force, now is their Space Force doctor, 26 years ago. We've had a colony on Mars since 1982. They discovered ancient monuments going back half a million to maybe millions of years on Mars. Human beings have been there a long, long time. Human civilization has risen and fallen multiple times on Earth, including the ancient Atlanteans and Mu, which are the ancient kingdoms. And then, in fact, the ancient documents from Atlantis were passed eventually on to the Library at Alexandria that was absorbed by the...
I'm not on. I don't know what happened. Okay, so you're okay, good. You got it well in hand then. Oh, we're on the air then. Okay. Well, that gives me a chance to talk. So, yeah, I've been exploring this issue of crustal displacement for over a year. Actually, I've been working on this. It's been on the back burner for about 20 years, but I finally got back to work on it full-time about a year ago. And I was just stunned one day when I was reading the Charles Darwin's book about the geology of South America, and I discovered a table that he had embedded and included in the book with data, hard data, about the a long list of mollusk species that had relocated up the coast, north up the coast of South America from where they had formerly lived, and it was a distance of 1,657 miles. And these animals, these mollusks, they are temperature sensitive. They have to have a specific water temperature to live in. And what these animals had done, these mollusks had relocated up the coast to get back to the water temperature that they need, their preferred habitat. So what happened here? And then I discovered on a hunch, I started doing some Google searches, and within minutes, I turned up these studies, scientific studies, about a similar movement of mollusks up the west coast of the United States. So we had at the same time, we had migration of mollusks.
Okay, I lost my connection. So guess what happened
both
here?
Both coasts, in other words.
Doesn't surprise me. I lost my connection on radio. I'm back here now. I lost my connection because, you know, the powers that be don't want Deagle to talk. You son of a whore, excuse my English, you son of a bastards. Try to silence Deagle. You need to know I'm going to get the word out one way or the other. And the fact is that the sun is literally sitting there ready to hit us with the CME, and we're not protecting our power grid with Dr. Peter Pry. He's been on Life, Liberty, and Levine. We are not taking the pace of the fact of creating a torsion field protective shield against an incoming supernova from Betelgeuse in the belt of Orion. And we're not prepared to protect the American population and the population of Earth from what we call defensive Earth strategy. We are sitting on the edge of catastrophe, and nobody's doing a frigging thing. It's sickening, isn't it? Right?
Yeah, well, Doctor, I started talking while you were gone. I started talking about...
I want you to continue talking, because obviously I got knocked off. I don't know if it was a station problem or an NSA problem, because they want to shut that damn diggle up. Yeah, well, let's keep going. We're back now. I pressed the connect button, so we're back. Go ahead and continue your talk.
Right, so... I was shocked to discover that this evidence, this data, this hard data supporting the movement of the crust of the Earth had been embedded in Darwin's book about the geology of South America. And it, you know, scientists had simply overlooked this data for, 170 or 180 years. And meanwhile, they've been, scientists on the west coast of the United States have been studying the same phenomenon with no answer. It is literally the oldest anomaly in science. They call it the extraliminal anomaly. We have the mollusks migrating north up the coast of North America, about 700 miles. They never have explained it. They keep looking for a local or regional explanation. They don't understand it's a global phenomenon. You have actually evidence from two hemispheres. This is a global event.
Right. Okay, here's something, a factor I want to throw, because you identified that in the ancient world, all the ancient temples pointed toward the North Pole, which is in South Baffin Island. Baffin Island is about...
That's right.
It's about two-thirds the size of Australia. Right. Now, the North rotational and magnetic points are basically in Siberia, which means we've moved south a good distance. What, about 1,650 miles?
1,657.
Right. And now I received, and I got to tell people this, because you may think, well, Deagle's just a nut. Okay, who does he think he is? Okay, number one, I'm really pretty good at researching through what I call the sewer net, the internet, you know, run by the global NSA. Number two, I got intel agencies and scientists, and I have background in science in pretty well every area: astrophysics, nuclear physics, chemistry, geophysics, astronomy. I'm an expert in many, many areas. Okay, and what I don't know, I learn pretty quick, like Vulcan mind meld. Number three, when I pray on something, God gives me open standing visions. And over the last 12 years, he's given me open standing visions that the next major event that's going to happen to Earth is a lithospheric disjunction called a crustal slip. And he actually showed me where the crust is going to slip, that it's going to move North America downward another big chunk between 12 and 1,600 miles. And he told me, in fact, that the equator, when this slip is finished, will be passed through Havana, Cuba, not South America. So much of the southern tip of South America will be where Antarctica is. Antarctica, by the way, at the time of the ancient maps were made that were passed on to Amerique, was basically the Portuguese map makers through the library in Alexandria in the Vatican. That's where he got the maps. Antarctica is not in the Antarctic. There are ancient temples there. There are ancient people there. There are ancient animals and things that live there. It was moved by a crustal slip that moved Antarctica to the position of Antarctica. It was not at the South Pole. Did you know that?
Yeah, and let me just quickly summarize these two data sets coming together. You've got the mollusks migrating 1,657 miles,
right,
North and South America, and I correlated this with the archaeological data. The pyramids in Mexico City and the Tiwanaku, and those two pyramids are aligned to a point on Baffin Island, and it turns out that that is the same point that that mollusk migration is synchronized to.
Right.
So the mollusk migration on North America is synchronized with the mollusk migration on South America, and both of those migrations are also synchronized to a point on Baffin Island, the very same point where those pyramids are aligned to. So
right,
we have two different data sets agreeing here, perfect agreement.
Right. Now you got to understand, I'm not a gambler, so I don't believe in Keno, but if you go to Vegas and you play the game Keno, they have three balls, and if they have the same number on them, you know you're going to win. Now, Keno to me is, because I don't gamble, I don't even like pulling their arm on those stupid machines in Las Vegas. I'll go and watch a show if I ever go there, which I really don't like, except sometimes I'll go to a show to see some of my favorite, you know, media people, right, or singers. The first thing is that you need to understand here, people like me show up when it's something meteor cataclysm going to happen. The human race, if you actually go back to the Hopi Indians and they have in their rocks, actually, the different falls of the human civilization. This is not the first time the human civilization has fallen. We talked about it yesterday with Mel Fabregas. You have to understand we have a populated universe. If you look at the Drake equation, and you calculate out based on the presence of water and the possibility of living plants in the proper zone around a star system, just in our little small spiral galaxy over the last billion years, there would be 100 million civilizations rose to our level or higher of human or non-human civilization. And it may not be the human race even originated here in the solar place. We might originate in a distant star system where we're simply colonists. People really realize it's probably more likely because the planet would be more advanced than Mars that the human race, if it does exist in this solar system, originated on Mars, not Earth. Isn't that interesting? Now, when they discovered Mars, and this is from U.S. Space Command, and I was told this straight up by the Director of Space Command in July 10th, 1994, we controlled every cubic centimeter between here and Mars, and they went and discovered the black dark night satellite that's been up between 35,000 and 12,500 years. In polar orbit, five times the size of the space station, at 22,000 miles distance from the Earth, that when they went to Mars, they found monuments and ancient things over half a million to maybe millions of years old that are human. People need to realize human beings are around a long time. We have genes that are, well, they even say in medical school are called alien DNA. They knew we are not related to so-called arthropods or monkeys or apes and so on. We have genes that are completely called in medical school by non-alien people. Alien DNA. Do you know we have completely alien DNA in our chromosomes that are not related to any other monkey or ape? Do you know that? Did you know that? Probably not. Now, you have to understand the history of the human race has risen and fallen. One of the last times it rose was Adam and Eve, around 7,000 years ago. And they lived in the Garden of Eden, probably between the Tigris and Euphrates River, over a mineral settlement that allowed them to live over 900 years because it created a mineral resonance field, which I now know how to generate. The extension of human lifespan. I have the first product in the world, U.S. patents, that gives 300 biomolecules that you get in utero. And you do not age when you're a fetus in utero. You only start to die when they cut the cord. I'm the one that discovered that. I presented my research back on full-on major cytogenetics 38 years ago to a panel of biophysicists. No one else on Earth knows what I know. And I stand on the shoulders of great giants like Nikola Tesla, Raymond Rife, Dr. Cavinson at the Nonlinear Institute in Moscow, and other scientists in the Netherlands and China. But I see farther than them because I know more than them. And you want to understand things, people. Donald J. Trump and the nations of the world are not protecting against a coronal mass ejection or a solar superstorm from Betelgeuse. They're not protecting against the collapse of our electric power grid or internet or anything. They're not protecting against the spread of a super plague, SARS, which we have patents on. We are lemmings ready to plunge over the cliff to either the Democrats or Republicans or whatever nation you're in, these morons, and they even have a site playing on my name, Deagle, DEAGEL.com. They call it a military site. They're talking about a 90% world population reduction, and by 2025, we're talking about 5 years from now, an 86% reduction of the world population with 12 giant super cities in the central United States that are hyperbaric because the oxygen concentration of the world is already dropping. At sea level, it's now down to 19% from 21% 20 years ago. It's dropping because we're killing the phytoplankton in the benthic layer of the oceans. People don't know this, do they? They don't know that these people, if you get down under 14%, you will not be able to go outside unless you're in a domed city or carry an oxygen concentrator. Not good, is it? But people are dumb. People don't want to listen. They hear all kinds of other blather from morons out there who don't know what really is happening. And the globalist Satan and his minions, the Draco reptilians and the ones that run Earth, are getting ready to abort the human race. And you don't even listen when they actually publish in open documents like the World Watch Institute, the Georgia Guidestones. And now you have evidence that a crustal slip is about to happen. We just have to have a CME from the sun or Betelgeuse's supernova gravity wave hit us, and God help us, we're going to be in trouble. So fill us in, right? Go ahead.
Right. So I'm in the process of putting together a book that will lay out the evidence for this crustal displacement, multiple data sets, multiple lines of evidence.
And I'll get that book to you, by the way. I'll get that book to you, by the way. If I need to, I'll buy it and send it to you. But you need to understand, this is not based on just Deagle's conjecture. This is based on science, and I have multiple things, including not only published research like this scientist from Northwestern, but people that are inside Space Command and other things that gave me classified information to you in the public, and other people like Alex Jones and Mike Adams and Steve Quayle and other people do not have access to. Okay? They do not. Deagle does. And supernatural oversight by the Most High God is going to give me evidence that says, hey, Deagle, on your right trail. As a news bloodhound, I can smell truth 10 miles away. And I can tell you, I can know what you're on track of here is extremely important, because the event that will cut off the New World Order, it says in the book of Mark, lest those days be cut short, no flesh will be survived. The thing that's going to cut off the New World Order and go back to 2000 city-states will be a lithospheric disjunction or a crustal slip. This will terminate the
New World Order. Doctor, I'll be discussing four, possibly five of these events over the last 120,000 years.
Right, I want you to go over
so this happens again and again.
Let's go over the data. Let's do some of that data when we come back here in a minute. Because I want people to know this is not a conjecture. It's not a theory that maybe has some evidence. It's staring at us like, you know, where's Waldo? And you got to understand, the global elite are building their deep underground bases like the Willy Wonka chocolate factory. They're getting ready to survive while we die on the surface.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bio-nutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Those from the New England states, head straight up to Quebec. And by the way, I've got your interesting maps here, and I want you to go through some of these five different zones, but if you look at this map, which is the crustal slide zone map, this is where the it's sliding on this line north-south, and it's been, the last time it happened, it slid about 1,657 miles. It's about to happen again. And God has restrained me from praying to find out when the date is or when it's going to happen. Maybe he's going to tell me soon, because we're bringing all this stuff, and obviously God prepares the people to realize stuff's going to happen, right? This line here passes through eastern Quebec. It passes through New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, in New England states, and it heads right across the Atlantic Ocean, south of the Bay of Fundy, and heads directly toward the eastern side of Cuba, and then heads directly toward, looks to me like it heads toward Venezuela. Is that right?
Well, it crosses Venezuela, but you know, the other, I did not send you the other part of it showing South America. It runs right down the coast, parallel with the coast of South America. And that is why... Yeah. That's why, Doctor, the 1,657-mile mollusk migration gives us the exact distance of the crustal displacement. That's how I figured it out.
Now you got to understand here, people, if you're listening and you're an NSA member, CIA, astronomer, and so on, and you think, well, you think you know everything, what I've learned, and I'm going to use this sarcastic statement, I call most of the universities, most of the educational institutions, most of the politicians and the secret orders are what I call maggot university. The senior leader or professor or religious leader intellectually defecates, and if the followers eat the defecation, and their defecation on their papers, reports, and their dissertations smells, tastes, and looks like the smell of the defecation of their professor, they get advanced. You get your PhD, your MD, you get your advance in politics or in the religious groups you're in. You have to understand they're not facing the facts because they won't ask questions to look at anomalies. An anomaly like what you found here and a paradox is an answer to a question you haven't asked or don't want to ask. And if you don't empty yourself of your preconceived ideas and look at what's going on, like these mollusk migrations, you won't ask questions that actually challenge your world of the view that's going to put us all in danger. This is not a minor thing. What we're talking about here is something where the Earth changes literally change the actual position of the entire continents and their positions. For example, if this happens, as I expect, in the next decade, let's say, just as an example, I don't know what year it is, but let's say it happens in the next decade, it means if the equator passes through Havana, Cuba, it means most of the southern United States will be tropical. It also means that many areas are going to have superquakes like California, so a lot of California will become peninsulas and islands. Did you know that where I am, which is the Baja California, is a separate chunk of crust that's not part of the North American plate, and it's actually predicted that in the next 100,000 years, a even slight gradual movement, that the piece of chunk of land that I'm sitting on here, North County, San Diego, and the Baja California, that same piece of land, will be off of Vancouver Island heading toward British Columbia and Alaska. Do you know that 9 million years ago, Alaska was on the equator? Did you know that? This is on classified sources. Alaska was on the equator 9 million years ago.
These events have happened, you know, hundreds, maybe thousands of times.
Oh, yeah, it happens all the time. If it happened five times over 120,000 years, this is a relatively frequent event,
isn't it?
That gives
you some idea.
Right. And remember the ancient Bible it talked about? There was one supercontinent and then it broke up. People have to understand what's going on with the world, don't they? That's why, by the way, it's illegal to go over not only the North Pole, it's the South Pole. You know, it's against the law to actually go to these continents. And there's a South Pole anomaly off the coast, the Atlantic coast of South America, that has no radiation protection against incoming coronal mass ejections, zeta particles, cosmic rays, or x-rays. So if you fly over it, your guidance system of your aircraft is shot to pieces. Did you know that? The Russians found this open. They flew air-fought jets off the coast of Brazil, Buenos Aires. If you go off south enough and go south toward Antarctica, your guidance system gets completely kavlooey from radiation coming in from deep space. And when you get over 22,000 miles, the level of the Van Allen radiation belt, that hole is still is 5 times the diameter of Earth. It's permanently there and getting bigger. Did you know that? We have 2 south magnetic poles and 2 north magnetic poles. We don't have one. We have 2. How many people know that? Or that it moves around in, even during a year? Hundreds and hundreds of miles, north magnetic poles, moving like a maniac, isn't it?
So, Doctor, you recommended earlier that I read Felix's book, Not by Fire, but by Ice. And
yes.
I just finished reading it, and I have a question for you. I have not investigated the magnetic character, you know, quality of the Earth. Is the field continuing to decrease?
Yes, the magnetic it's decreasing. Field? The magnetic field is dropping at the current rates, increasing its rate of drop. It's now dropping at about 10% per decade. Now, that happens before there's what's called a pole flip. Now, it may not be a total flip, where the north and south poles flip their polarity, but what happens is that polar flip occurs with a crustal slip. Okay? And the crustal slip is going to move on average between 1,200 and 1,600 miles, roughly. And this is a regular event. This is not a distant event. It's like taking a Georgia peach and putting it in a steam, and then the skin of the peach slides because you've steamed it a bit. You don't have to cook it a lot. Just put it in the steam for a couple minutes, and boom, all of a sudden, the little peach skin slides on the body of the peach. Think of it as a Georgia peach effect, I call it. So that's what we're facing here, and for us that live on the crust, this little thin area, and that's why we look off the coast of the Hawaiian Islands, where the crust is the thinnest on Earth. They've already had the actual hot spot feeding the Hawaiian Islands. Has now moved off. It's forming a new island. Did you know that? There's a new island being formed off the Hawaii chain. It's caused by the hot spot. It's moved away from Hawaii Island and the Kilauea volcano there, right? The giant volcano on Hawaii Island. And it's moving now to create a new island, right?
Right. So this island chain has, that hotspot has moved over millions of years.
No, it's moving really quickly over a matter of 10 years. It's moved so much, in fact, that people are really shocked.
But I mean, it has a long history of moving, right?
Long history. Yeah, in fact, the entire chain is actually just the movement of the hotspot. And people need to understand, they know this. These are not idiots, okay? They also understand that now that it's moving at this pace, it means it's picking up. And if we get hit by a CME, a coronal mass ejection with a gravity wave, we're going to see a major slip where, and this is what I found out from John Fiella, who's a friend of Phil Schneider. Phil Schneider was the guy who brought all the bag of exotic minerals that were not from Earth, right? And he would travel around the country, traveling about the fact that he worked for Bechtel, building the underground bases. Now, you got to understand that his colleague who worked for him was my patient, John Fiella. He got particle disease from the sodium-cooled nuclear reactors. I was his doctor. And he got exposed to particles that caused restrictive lung disease, so I had to try to help him. They told me that Bechtel Corporation built all the deep underground bases. I found this out from multiple sources, including my intel. And they were building one new base every 7 weeks, and they were built with deep underground bases. Their primary place they'd like to build were dormant magma domes from where the crust moved on the Earth, and the hot spot moved. So now, either thousands or millions of years of time, there's all kinds of pock marks all over the Earth where there used to be hot spots feeding magma to the underground. Anywhere between 4 and 12 to 16 cubic miles in size, which was their ideal place to build an underground city. Or they build what's called a matrix city by tunneling back and forth and creating a matrix. But their favorite place to build an underground city is a dormant magma dome. Did you know that? And they know the crustal slip's happening. They first discovered this in the 60s because they had torsion field satellites in space, the U.S. government did, and discovered pock marks. So it took about 4 or 5 years to figure out what the heck's going on until the late 60s. And they realized, oh my gosh, the crust moves. And these are dormant magma domes because the hotspots are not feeding them anymore.
Is there any evidence on the surface for these empty magma domes underground, or do you have to have special
tons of it? Tons of evidence. There's so much evidence. If you have a clue and you're an archaeologist and you research this, and if you can talk to people like Jonathan Gray, who's on my show every 2 weeks, he's an archaeologist and a researcher that's traveled all over the world. We've not only done that, but we've also built deep underground bases. In fact, the fact they're building dumps with the illegal money from the drug trade, human trade, and organ trade is for the Willy Wonka travel tickets for the high-level senators, congressmen, and billionaires to hide underground while the rest of us die on the surface because they figure we're all going to die. That's why they're talking about population termination. They say they're doing the right thing because they're going to preserve some of the human race. They don't give a crap about the gravity wave coming to Earth and across the slip or trying to protect the planet Earth. They want to hide on deep underground bases, even though their tunnels near the surface will be cracked by the gravitonic waves breaking up their high-speed maglev tunnels. They just want to retunnel when the great wave happens and it settles down after a few months. Because it only lasts a couple months. I mean, this crustal slip will last about 2 months. It'll be over. Things will settle down. You'll have a bunch of peninsulas and beautiful islands off California. Much of the northeast United States will rise up. So you'll see a whole new landmass between the Bay of Fundy and Nova Scotia and Canada and northeast United States. You'll see some island areas drop like the Bimini Islands off of the coast of the Caribbean that showed ancient monuments and so on to indicate there was a lot of people there. Those are part of the land of Atlantis that fall under the ocean, that fell under the sea. We have evidence of Atlantis. Atlantis occurred in the eastern Caribbean in the United States. Isn't that right?
Well, I think it's open to discussion. I'm not convinced it was in the Caribbean.
Well, I have
other
pictures. That's part of it. There's multiple locations. I believe Atlantis stretched all the way from the Atlantic all the way to the island of Gibraltar in the Mediterranean. There's an area in the middle part of the Atlantic Ocean they call the Sea of Reeds, which is actually pretty shallow. So you actually go through it. It's actually pretty shallow water. It's not that deep. And you have to understand there's a lot of underground stuff under there. I have pictures of the giant rocks and monuments at the off of Bimini, off the coast in the Mediterranean, under the Caribbean, that shows that these are ancient physical blocks and monuments that were created in the ancient world. These go back tens of thousands of years. This is not open to opinion. I got the actual photographs and evidence of it. Okay, I've had it for years and years. So people have to understand they're trying to hide this because they don't want us to know about what happened in the ancient past because it's coming again. And they're preparing for them to survive, and they could give a rat's behind what happens to us, don't they?
Yeah, there's no doubt that when it happened before, it destroyed the civilizations, and we had to rebuild. And we have no memory of it. It's like we have amnesia.
That's not true. You know, all the high priests of ancient Egypt and Samaria and China all had memories passed through the secret orders, which I belong to, Phi Rho Sigma. And they taught me before, 2 months before I was in medical school, I got taught as a Phi Rho Sigma medical fraternity member a lot of this ancient knowledge from my Masonic medical buddies. Did you know that?
Well, I have no personal experience with the Masons.
I do.
So no, I don't.
Dr. Deagle's been through hell and back, believe me. I know stuff that no other distant human being will ever know from classified and other and supernatural sources. And I'm going to tell you, the world has fallen multiple times, just like the... like the Hopi Indians have said, truth teller Hopi Indians up in their rock things about the fall of ancient civilizations, and it's about to happen again, people, and they're not preparing you because they figure they got dumbs, you don't. They got the Willy Wonka chocolate ticket, and the crustal slip of the earth is about to happen again, and they could care less whether you survive. That's the facts. What do you think? Amazing, eh? I'll get that book to you. Thank you, Mark. Amazing. And your website again is...
Okay, Doc.
Your website is Gnostic, G-N-O-S-T-I-C, secrets.com. Thank you for an amazing show. We'll get you back on soon to have more discussion.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Amazing.